Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim, like Big Bruh. Come along. And that more even includes African history, of course, different things that are going on. So we're thankful to have you guys. We're thankful for those who are listening in. I think for those who are listening in, even through their phones, we'll give you guys an opportunity to jump on before we end the show. Since this is the first show of the year, I wanted to make sure that I took time out to let you guys know about many different things that we're doing. Of course, we're still doing everything on the social media platforms. We're looking at actually adding some extra stuff in the middle of the year, having a television show. We're looking at having some books and stuff come out, and we'll give you all that information of how you can see about Kofi 40 stuff specifically. But also this year for us is the year of pursuit. As I can say personally for myself, it's the year of pursuit for my family. It's the year of pursuit for service of Christ. It's the year of pursuit for anybody I'm connected to. It's the year of pursuit. I am pursuing the promises, right? And so many different things that we've been promised, and so many different things have been laid out. I actually talked about on the podcast, the Kofi 40 podcast, we had talked about, what are you going to do with it? You know, you got all this stuff. You've had all these promises. We have all these things we've been told and taught and said, made it a point to say, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to be a part of this. We're going to be a part of that. We're going to lose this much weight. We're going to eat healthy. We're going to stop doing certain things as far as pagan rituals or this and that. I hear so many different things people are talking about. We're going to make sure that we're better. In society, some people want to be better Americans, all that stuff. But when it comes to the time that you've been given, which you don't have any less than anybody else, right? When it comes to the time that you've been given, when it comes to the effort that you can go ahead and give, that's between you and the Most High. Some people would even say that's between you and yourself. When it comes to the intel, the information that's out here, that it's free, that you can literally Google something, and even if you can't find it, you can find enough pieces. I promise you, if you can't find, a book to buy it, if you can't afford a book to buy it, you can piece together enough stuff from what people are telling you, books say, from PDFs that are out there, just scrounging, doing Google searches and different things. There's enough information to where we can be better. And so I have to ask, what are you pursuing, and also what are you going to do to pursue, right? That's what we talked about on the Kofi 40 podcast, but I'll leave that to you guys. You guys can go and check that out. That was the first podcast that we did this new year. But what are you pursuing? I got to ask that question too. What are you pursuing? People are in hot pursuit, but what is it for? Are you in hot pursuit of hotness? Right? Are you in hot pursuit of hot garbage? Are you in hot pursuit of making sure you can do the latest TikTok dance? Are you in hot pursuit of making sure that everybody likes you? I'm here to tell you, if you're in hot pursuit of being likable, you're not really going to be able to reach your full potential, because you will never be liked by everybody, right? I'm not saying that you will not be likable to some, but to make it a point to try and be likable to everyone is going to leave you in a position to where you're not going to be able to really ever be able to reach that goal. It's almost like making it a goal of, I'm pursuing more money. I want to pursue being rich. Well, if your goal is to pursue being rich, what happens with many people when they get rich is that they're not rich enough, right? Because if I'm pursuing money and money's really not real, and then the value of money goes down and this and that, whatever, well, then guess what? I'm never really going to be able to fulfill what I'm pursuing. The question, once again, what are you pursuing? What are you pursuing this year? Are you pursuing growth? Have you watched this? Some of us think we have already arrived. And I see our callers on. I'm going to come to you guys and let you guys comment or ask questions or whatever you would like in a little bit. But some of us feel like we have already arrived, right? So if you feel like you've already arrived, it's going to be hard for you to pursue. For some of us, we feel like, well, I don't need to really improve. So people say, hey, it would be nice if you did this. It would be nice if you spoke a little like this. It would be nice if you learned this. It'd be nice if you treated people like this, right? And rather than listen to them, be like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense, this and that, whatever. No, it's like, no, I don't need to be better. You know who I am. You know my personality. I've been like this for 50 years, right? But then trying to figure out why 50 years of mess has followed, all right? Like, what are you pursuing? And really, even when I talk about that, thank you, Luak Hakadesh, for this. When you're pursuing, you got to start even asking the question, not only what am I pursuing, right, but When I say, what am I pursuing, like, that is a choice. What am I choosing to pursue? What am I choosing to pursue? What are you choosing to pursue, right? What is it by a result of your will? Have you chosen to pursue a joyous day? The scripture says, this is the day that Adon, or that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will. In other words, this is the day that the Lord has made. So I will, as a result of my will, I will rejoice. I will have joy eternal. I will be glad. I will be glad in this season, in this day. Right? In this what? In this day. In the day I have made a choice to pursue joy. Right? As a result of my will, I have willed it into existence that I will have joy. I have willed it into existence that I will be glad. I have willed it into existence I will lose that weight. I have willed it into existence that I will eat healthy. I have willed it into existence that I will homeschool. Whatever your thing is, I have willed it into existence that I will preach on a higher level, I will teach on a higher level, or that I will, I will conquer, so to speak, the day. I will seize the day, carpe diem. It's a result of your will. And so when we say, what are you pursuing? And we ask now even, what do you choose to pursue? Now we have to start getting to a place of, have you decided have you decided that as a result of your will, you will reach what it is that you have seen? Because in all these, let's be real. For some of us, when we give, these things that we're going to resolve to reach in the new year, a lot of times it's just stuff that we've heard. So we just hear people say stuff, oh, yeah, you got to lose weight. Oh, you got to get that beach body going, girl. Oh, you got to make sure this. So we just copy and paste what other people say, and we say it's our New Year's resolutions, right? That's a lot of times how we make this stuff happen, right? As a result of what other people have said, we will go ahead and just write it down. But the problem is it's not your will, and it's not the will for you. It's somebody else's will. It's somebody else's desire. And so you're not going to reach it because it's not even what you believe to be something that you need for yourself. So now we got to get to a place. Once again, what have you chosen? Have you chosen to follow what other people want you to pursue? Or have you chosen to pursue what is for you? Have you chosen to pursue what is for you? Have you chosen to pursue knowledge that is for you? The word knowledge means to be, or to know, K-N-O-W, just means to be intimate with, really. It's a very basic working definition. So when somebody says, I know something, they're saying, I am intimate with it. That's why in ancient times, if you knew somebody, it literally meant that you were intimate with them. You were married to them. You had become one with them. So what have you chosen even to become intimate with? See, now here's where we can start getting into it, because a lot of people will say, oh, well, give us the how. Give us the how. Don't just tell us what's going on. Don't just tell us the why. Okay, so now we're getting into the how. We're getting into how you do this, because now you have to start saying to yourself, have I, as a result of my will, decided to be intimate with the process of becoming what I've decided to be? Right? I'm starting to become intimate with a whole bunch of stuff business-wise, as Kofi Afforty stuff and Servant of Christ things and all types of stuff as far as donation and clothing drives and nonprofit stuff and how to interact with community, how to make sure that, getting used to calling people, getting used to receiving calls all day, getting used to, I've been terrible in the past with using my calendar, now making sure I have my calendar now. Getting used to people saying I will help and actually finding people that will legitimately help when they say they will help. And so now they're just walking. They're waiting on me. Understand that it's not that I don't have the tools or the people in place or the environment in place to be able to reach the goals and the visions and the things that I'm pursuing, the promises I'm pursuing. What I'm actually running into, or what I found in my life that I've run into, is that I have not become intimate enough with the process. I have not become knowledgeable with the process. And so therefore, people are waiting on you. They have the vision. They call you up. They text you. They email you. They say, hey, look, I just want to help you. I had somebody the other day. I could have literally, now I have to be truthful with you guys. It was enticing, but I'm thankful that I'm, led by Yahweh Elohim, so that I don't fall into these pitfalls. I can see why people fall in. I was telling people about Bitcoin and different things like that. Somebody legitimately thought with Bitcoin, Ethereum, things we've been telling people, they literally called me and we had a conversation. I thought they were calling to see if we could set them up and, they were going to give us a little kickback for helping or whatever, possibly. They thought that I literally was saying, hey, give this much money and whatever money you give, it's going to help us to grow in Bitcoin. Like, they weren't even worried about themselves. So I could have literally just taken money and done whatever I felt like doing, but that wasn't what it was. I had to be honest with them and say, no, this is what it is. But this person has been somebody who will follow. So watch this. Like, people are out there, and you got to be careful with it, because now if I take their money, if I take their time, or I take their effort, energy, et cetera, and I just do whatever I want with it, I become somebody who's a hindrance to them. I become somebody who's a liar, the truth is not in me. And so now even the resolve I say I have or whatever, why would people even follow me in whatever I am, have as a resolution to do, right? But comprehend, there are people out there that are waiting on you. You know, this is write down the vision, make it plain upon the tablets, that he or she that readeth it can what? Can runneth with it. People are waiting for you to make up in your mind that I will, as a result of my will, I will lay out a vision, and now I am choosing to go into manifestation. That was last year for us, that it was 2020 vision and 2020 manifestation. Now this year, and while everybody else is still hanging on to 2019 and 2020, how do I know they're hanging on to 2019 and 2020? Because they're still worried about COVID-19. COVID-19 literally means COVID came into existence in 2019. And in 2020, people allowed it to ruin their lives and for them to have no growth, no movement, no investments, all these different things. And now here we are in 2021, and people are just hoping and praying that they'll be able to go outside again, which you can already go outside if you feel like it. You just got to go to certain places to do certain things. If you don't want to have your mask on, you don't have to go and do what everybody else is doing, right? But people are still waiting on that. But here we are in 2021, and people are waiting on you still. From 2019 stuff you were talking about, you were promising in 2020 you were going to do certain things because of the vision that was upon you. And yet here we are in 2021, and a whole bunch of us, a whole bunch of people we follow, a whole bunch of places that we worship, a whole bunch of Afrocentric places, a whole bunch of Eurocentric places, doesn't matter. A lot of people are still stuck in 2019 because coronavirus came through, not realizing that God's vision for you was bigger than 2019. It's 2021, and yet you put what God said on pause through 2020, and you're still in 2019 mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You still got soul ties to 2019, trying to figure out how you're going to be great in 2021, right? What are you going to do with, once again, here we go again. How are we going to be able to do this? What have you decided to do to become intimate with? What part of the process are you going to be better with? Look, this year, I've been talking about the app for a while. 2019, I started messing around with the idea of it. 2020, I even tried to download some apps and things. My wife even made sure that she helped me out with getting me information to be able to take classes to do an app. So guess what? If we know that we're shadow banned, if we know we have a bunch of people that are looking for us, why not take, and we know people are looking for hashtag find Kofi all the time, even to where people are trying to get us off of platforms, but they can't do it now. Even though things are going slow, but as far as the progress, slow as far as the growth, as far as numbers, but as far as the progress, we're reaching things and having goals, and people are donating time, talent, effort, energy, and even finance on a level that we have never seen before. The reason is because we're pursuing the promise and we're believing in ourselves. Right. I no longer just, oh, it would be nice if people, oh, it's nice that people listen. It's nice that people do this. No, people are waiting for, as Romans 8:19 says, they're waiting on the the creature is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting on people who say they're part of the kingdom to actually begin to show manifestation and to help them manifest. And as they have manifestation, they're ready to sow into you and help out as a community. So now we have to get I'm going to get ready to make sure that we get our callers on. I'm going to go in the order that they called. And thank you guys for listening in and tuning in as we get ready to close today. But as we go through this, once again, what are you prepared? What are you prepared for? What are you prepared to do? How are you prepared to do it? Are you prepared to love the process? Are you prepared to get up early if that's what's required? Are you prepared to eat less if that's required? Are you prepared to study more if that's what's required? Are you prepared to lose some sleep if that is what is required? Right? Whatever is required of you, are you ready to go through the process? Are you ready to love the process? Are you ready to honor the process? And if you are, that's when the stuff comes to be. I'm just going to add this little bit on, too. It's not even about, my wife has been teaching me this. It's not even about how much that you know how to do. Just do something. It has been my problem for years, because I'm very much so on the small details. So I will stop because if it doesn't make sense on micro, I won't do it because I got to understand the micro to hit the macro. However, understanding every detail should not stop me from going towards the macro. The macro is really the vision. So if I can't see the vision yet clearly, or if I know what the vision is to reach, but I can't see how it works yet, I shouldn't stop making moves, right? I shouldn't stop writing books. Like, for example, I don't even like to write books. But guess what I'm doing this year? I already got two that are pretty much ready to go in January. We're going to start giving those out in January 18th. I got one working on in June and possibly another one by the end of this year that came out of what? Just speaking, just doing something. And people liked it enough and people started saying, you need to write a book on that. I would buy that book as much as I'm going to buy the other ones you're talking about. Virtual conferences now coming out of certain things. These are things that happened just because I started doing stuff. I don't even look as good as what other people present on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Alanis, and all that. The background doesn't always look as good and everything like that. People don't care. I'm just doing something. I'm doing what I'm called to do, and people are catching on. Anyway, so we're getting ready to run out of time. I want to be thankful. I want to allow everybody who's on, or at least the callers that we have on, to come on. So we'll take you in the order that you called in. We have 904 that's on with us. So I don't know if you're just listening in or if you'd like to add something, or have a question, comment, or concern. If you do, feel free to make whatever you'd like to say known at this time. But I'm thankful for having you on. And you are on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. So 904, if you'd like, is there anything you'd like to say?
Nope, nothing I have to say. Thank you so much. This is Anaïs.
Okay, hey, how you doing, Minister? I figured I saw the number. I figured it would. Hey, man. Well, thank you for being on. Thank you for listening in. We also have 202 on. 202, did you have anything that you'd like to be able to add? If you would like to, now's the time. You are on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio.
Good morning. As we can say, great show. And also, my question for you, Kofi, Pastor Kofi, would be, what do you think is the biggest takeaway from 2020?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for the question. That's the Honorable Maya, my beautiful wife. I call her the Honorable Maya because she lives a life that's able to be honored. And thank you for the question. So, yeah, what is the biggest? You know what, for me, I think I'd have to go to a personal place. So many people will tell you different things. I would say the biggest takeaway for me in 2020 is really I don't know how to say this, and hopefully this will make sense. It's really two things in one. I would say it's belief in self, but it's also belief in the, I think for me, the biggest thing that I learned this in 2020 that I've taken in with me is that everybody else really believed in me more than I believed in myself, and they believed that I had a process that worked sometimes more than I believed in. And so I've come to a place of recognition of that I need to believe in myself, because the things that I've been speaking over myself and the things that people have been speaking over me, I think I finally got to a place in 2020 where I'm still maybe in 99% land and not 100% at times. You know, that human nature kicks in sometimes, that nature that is of flesh more so than spirit. But, you know, I believe, you know, in who I am. I believe in being that I'm a good person. I believe that I am a great human being. I believe that I follow the principles. I believe that if I speak it, it's good. And I also believe that I've been following the process now long enough to see the things that are good or bad. Almost like what we talk about a lot at the time, you know, when competence meets confidence, you know, confidence and competence coming together. You know, I've come to a place to where those things have materialized for me, that they make sense, that I'm confident in what I'm doing, but I'm also competent, you know? So even in the book writing phases and stuff, and even doing the 20 days of motivation thing, like I'm going back and I'm looking at stuff and I'm like, wow, you know, that was pretty good stuff that I wrote. But even seeing stuff that I'm like, wow, you know what? I would do it differently now. I'd do this and that, you know, changing this up and blah, blah, and doing these things, going through the process. I'm like, oh, okay. Like I am more competent now. Like it was great stuff I put out. But the season I'm in now, which it should be, right, as we get more mature, I realize I'm better. You know, even with, you know, as our marriage, you know, my marriage is something that I believe is greater. It's more awesome. There's, you know, I've become more improved at hearing and listening and becoming better for what is necessary rather than better for what I just want as a man type thing. You know, I become more competent and I become more confident. You know, I can speak and say, you know, even, you know, to say terms in the past, like to be able to just say something as simple as I am humble, I would have felt bad saying that because you're taught not to say you are humble, but the Bible says you're supposed to know what humility is in order to know that you're humble, right? So I become more confident even in those things. I become more confident in believing I'm a leader, you know, knowing that because it, I think it's it, and those things help, you know, the knowing that I am the knowing that there are people who literally, and you and both the callers who are on can attest to this, you know, that and those of you that are listening can attest to this as well, that there are people who will wake up and go to sleep on what I say. They'll live their days on what I say. And that's an awesome responsibility. It's a terrifying, if you're not confident enough, it's a terrifying responsibility. But I got to a place where I'm like, you know what, I can handle it. I'm built for that. You know, I'm built to make sure my family is good. I'm built to make sure that my community is good. And so even in the stuff that's been happening in the new year, you know, my wife can attest to more than anybody else, where we've been getting a lot of stuff and blessings and things that we talked about and have spoken are manifesting, you know, even when we didn't expect it to manifest. When I see that stuff happening, I'm confident in what we're doing. I'm confident we're following the laws of the kingdom. I'm confident that we are showing people a way, and I'm confident that people see competence in me, or else they wouldn't be trying to find fruit and favor, and even favor sometimes, which is a very interesting thing too. So thank you for that. Yeah, that's an excellent question. And really, I don't have too much more. It's the first show of the year. We're going to make sure that we are on track. We've been on track for a little while now, 11 o'clock a.m. Wednesday. I'll be on tomorrow. If you guys will be right here on the same platform if you want to be part of the Powerhouse Squad. We appreciate you. Join Kofi Speaks every Wednesday. And as far as finding us, as far as Kofi 40 brand stuff or Serving the Christ things or things that, you know, changing lives initiative stuff or even stuff with Bloom and Flourish, just make sure that you find, you know, the easiest way to find us and all these different things is just look up hashtag find Kofi. That's whether it's changinglivesinitiative.org, whether it's the Kofi 40 podcast, Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Halana's Instagram. There's even a couple other things that we're looking at opening up, YouTube as well. Twitter, I don't know if I'm missing Clapper, whatever it is, go to the search engine, put in hashtag find Kofi. That's FINDKOFI, hashtag find Kofi. Also, too, if you would like to have anything promoted on the shows that we have or on podcasts or whatever we're doing, let us know. You can email us at KofiSpeaks@NSFatherhood.org. That's KofiSpeaks@NSFatherhood.org. KofiSpeaks@NSFatherhood.org, and we'll get back to you ASAP. You can also buy Kofi Speaks gear. There's Kofi Speaks coats. There's Kofi Speaks shoes. So support the brand. Let people know what's going on. Maybe even put it on social media or just let people know. People say, hey, what is that? What you wearing? You know, say, hey, it's something that's Kofi Speaks. Of course, National Saving Fatherhood programs across the world. And also, helps us to be able to change lives one mind at a time by being the voice of the voiceless. So we appreciate you in advance for doing those things. Join us on TikTok Live, YouTube Live, sometimes even IG Live at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern every day and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern every day. And if you're interested in classes, if you're interested in sessions, if you're interested in growing with us, helping us with the coat drive, food drive, our food initiative that we're trying to do across America. If you're interested in having us come and do something for you, speak at an event, et cetera. If you're interested in the Women in Red event that's going to be coming on January 16th from 6 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. If you're interested in being part of any of these things, life coaching, marital coaching, when we talk lessons, we're talking about music lessons for adults and children. We're talking language lessons, anything that's going on with us and you would like to have provided to us, joining our classes, Hebrew characters, you know, any of the stuff that we teach down the road, Hebrew language 1.0, any of the things that are coming, the books, et cetera, just text us, 202-599-7312. Again, that's 202-599-7312. Again, that's 202-599-7312. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the King and Queen and each and every one of you. As always, this is Pastor Kofi, aka the Shadow Band One, Pastor Servant of Christ. We're always changing lives one mind at a time by being the voice of the voiceless and speaking the unspoken until I have the great pleasure and awesome responsibility of being before you again. I want you to remember, as always, that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, You're fearfully and wonderfully made in you, which is all of us working together. We will be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom.
Y'all come along like y'all to Yahshua. Y'all come along like y'all.